The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Well, our AM 880 folks have gone bye-bye. We have signed off on our AM signal. But now is the time for our FM folks to show how mighty, how powerful you are by calling 800-999-7408, saving some babies with Option Line at Heartbeat International. And I'm absolutely serious. Now is the time for our FM folks to say, hey, we're here. We care about life. I hope you'll call and make the biggest pledge you possibly can, 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408. All right, we're going to go back to the phones, and we've got Al in Westerville. Hey, Al, you're up next. Welcome.
Welcome, Bob, to the Double Secret Probation Hour, and I'm just going to go and and add on to that for Heartbeat International and saving babies, because I think it's obscene that Planned Parenthood's getting millions and millions of tax dollars to promote abortion.
They're getting over a half billion dollars, tax dollars, over a half billion, Al.
It is so obscene.
It is.
I look at them no different than what I.G. Farben and the rest of them did to the Jews 80 years ago in Germany.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part about it. But, you know, we are in a difficult time as a country. We're getting a president that's being impeached, but nobody seems to care except Pelosi, Schumer, and the crazy liberal Democrats. And then we this is what really concerns me. And
can I stop you just for a moment? Old enough to remember the Clinton impeachment, right?
I remember Bubba Clinton. In fact, yeah. I shook Bill Clinton's hand when he was president, and I have a...
Well, no wonder he was impeached.
Well, there's also
probably for shaking your hand. But anyway, my question, if you remember it, I remember it well. It captivated the nation. When Bill Clinton was impeached, it absolutely captivated the nation. The Trump impeachment, you said, and I agree with you, nobody cares.
Because it's completely one-sided. If you actually look at impeachment in the country, Cal Thomas, another personal friend. I think you've met Cal
yes,
too.
Yes, I have.
Too. You should read his op-ed that he wrote in the Washington Post this morning, referencing Andrew Johnson, who was impeached. It was completely a partisan impeachment against Andrew Johnson, who was the president after Abraham Lincoln, because the Republicans wanted to go and decimate the South. Andrew Johnson wanted to go and heal, which was the same thing Nixon did. So I was completely one-sided. There was one senator from Kansas who was originally from Indiana, whose name escapes me, but Cal Thomas talks about him in his op-ed, who stood his ground. And by the time this gentleman died in 1908, 1909, he was being hailed a man who stood his ground and stood for principle. When Bill Clinton was impeached, we had both Republicans and Democrats calling for his impeachment.
Absolutely.
Our governor, our current governor, Mike DeWine, voted for impeachment. And I asked him point blank why. He said, because he lied to the court. It was a felony. What we have here with impeachment, nothing. You had the Office of Government Accountability coming out with their nonsense report because the people in there are in Nancy Pelosi's pocket. And then this is what concerns me the most. They've had the FBI has arrested leaders of some of the more radical militia movements. Yeah. There are law-abiding gun owners in Virginia. They want to march. They want to protest. They're going to bring their firearms. The governor of Virginia, in my opinion, is a quisling, along with a number of legislators in the Virginia House of Delegates. If you don't know who Vitus Quisling is, look him up. He was the one who betrayed Norway to the Nazis during World War II. And my Viking blood is coming out. But what's going on this weekend in Virginia, I am very concerned because it's only going to take one shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And it makes no difference, and it's going to be a repeat of Lexington Green. I'm not a prophet. I'm a student of history. I should have a doctorate in history, but I don't. And that's another story. Mm-hmm. But it's
and if you were listening earlier, that's the concern I expressed. There are going to be a whole lot of people. There are going to be a whole lot of weapons at this demonstration. The overwhelming majority of the people are peace-loving gun owners, but all it would take is one kook, one oddball, one evil person, one shot, and it could turn very, very bad. Not just for the people involved, but for the gun owners movement in America. If this turns violent, this will give the left ammunition, pardon the term, that will give them ammunition to say, see there, that's what happens when people have guns. That's what happens when private people have guns. And I pray it doesn't happen. I honestly pray it does not happen.
And the ones that I really feel sorry for are the Virginia police. The vast majority of police officers, and I don't care what CNN Michael Bloomberg says, most of them are strong. The ones I know are strong advocates for the Second Amendment.
Yeah, it's true.
They promote responsible gun ownership. They promote following the Constitution. But we have people in this country, progressives, and they're nothing, and I'll call them what they are. They are communists through and through. And I've studied them for over 40 years, Bob. I've seen what they've done, the incrementalism just from the 60s all the way up to today. It accelerated for 8 years through Barack Obama, and look at where we're at today. This is not the country. I mean, this country is not perfect. Anyone who says that this country is perfect is delusional. Most people I find, and I'll even find this through the Christian, a lot of Christians, they don't read, they don't become educated in the history. They just look at the headlines. They don't deep.
No, it's true.
Dig deep, and you've seen this in the churches where they don't dig into their Bible. You'll have a small percentage that will dig into the Bible and into what's going on. So many just want to sit by and go along to get along.
Yeah, that's true.
And the go along to get along movement, that's what allowed dictators like Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler, Juan Perón, the list goes on from the 20th century. And I'm not looking forward to tomorrow, Bob. I am deeply concerned.
Well, I am too, and we need to pray, keep an eye on it, and just pray that God would provide peace. If it turns out to be a peaceful demonstration, it could do wonders for the pro-gun movement. If it doesn't, it could be disastrous. And, of course, yeah. We do not want loss of human life or anyone injured. No. Al, I got to go. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
My best of joy, Bob.
All right. Thanks. Have a great weekend. All right. We're going to take a break. I got a new hero, Cynthia. Cynthia just called 800-999-7408. Cynthia, God bless you. How about you? We're saving babies. How about you? 800-999-7408.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I want to thank Roger. Roger just called 800-999-7408. Thank you, Roger. God bless you, Roger. Roger just called 800-999-7408, and there is still time for you to call and save some babies. Many, many ways to fight the pro-life battle. Many, many ways to try to save the unborn from being killed, aborted. Heartbeat International and the Option Line is doing more than any other organization on the planet. And that's just, it's true. And the great thing is they're right here in Columbus. And we have the privilege of supporting them. Many of you have already called, and I pray that many of you will call yet today over the weekend. It's an easy number to remember. 800-999, remember that, 800-999-7408. Or you can give online at thewordcolumbus.com. Click on the Heartbeat Option Line banner, thewordcolumbus.com. Pray about it. That's all I ask. That is all I ask, that you pray about it and do what God tells you. I love this story. Most of you are familiar with Tony Evans, and most of you know that his wife Lois died just before Christmas. Sometime right around Christmas time, she passed away. She had a very rare form of biliary cancer. She was 70 years old. And now his daughter just had serious lung surgery the beginning of this week. I understand she's doing well. Tony's brother passed away. Tony's dad passed away. A niece passed away. This family has been through a lot in the last 12 to 18 months. But Tony today shared, well, let me read the headline to you, and then I'll tell you what it's about. Tony Evans shares that his wife saw a glimpse of heaven before she died. I believe this with all my heart, folks. I believe that heaven is more real than this world. What we see, touch, feel, hear, you know, this dimension here on planet Earth is real, obviously. But I believe heaven is even more real. Yeah, I really do believe there is, heaven is real. Here's the story. Pastor Tony Evans recently shared that just before his wife died, she told her family she saw, and I'm quoting, something outside Earth's realm. He says his wife saw a glimpse of heaven. Quote, one of the things that I've observed in life and in Scripture is that when people walk with God and he doesn't take them suddenly, he will give them a glimpse of heaven while they're still transitioning from earth. He will let them know not only that it's time, but it's okay. I believe that. If you're a longtime listener, you know the name Duke Heller. Duke Heller's precious wife died not long ago. Joy and I went up to Kobacher House, the hospice facility down by Riverside, to see her just a very, very short time before she died. And she was incredibly joyful, and it was, she knew. She knew it was time. When my father-in-law died, the family was up at the hospital, and we knew it was going to be very, very soon. And my wife told her father, "It's okay. We release you. It's okay to go." And I think he had been hanging on. And it was shortly after that that he passed away. When my mother-in-law died, now with my father-in-law, we knew it was coming. He had Alzheimer's, and he was in the hospital before he died, and we knew, you know, that his death was coming quickly. But with her mother, she died very young. She was in Columbus Hospital here for just some routine tests. She had a test scheduled, and Joy and her father were there in the room with her, talking. Okay. And before they could perform the test, Joy said, and I wasn't there at the time, but Joy said her mother looked up into the corner of the room. And it was very, very clear. She saw something. Very clear. Joy said it was unmistakable that she saw something that they could not see. And in seconds, she was gone. Was it an angel coming to escort her to heaven? I don't know. But she saw. I have heard this over and over and over again. And Tony Evans said this, that she knew. 2 days before she died, Lois Evans said, two days, then take me up. 2 days later, she died. The question is, are you ready? Do you know Christ is your Savior? Thank you so much for joining me. And hey, let's end the program with a $1,000 gift. Please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.